Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The Oscars are building up, and Henry McKean has been getting the difficult job of going out to Hollywood to keep abreast of all of the parties. Final countdown to the 98th Oscars in the Dolby Theatre this Sunday night from 11. Of course, Jessie Buckley in the frame in the Best Actress nomination category. A lot of Irish fingers crossed on her behalf. Henry, how are the Oscar pre-parties treating you?
Well, good morning. Good morning from Hollywood. Yeah, everything is in full swing here. The US-Ireland Alliance hosted their 20th annual Oscar Wilde Awards, and they honoured Domhnall Gleeson and many others. The party is still going. Here is Domhnall, and we had a brief chat.
So, Domhnall, I met you once in Dublin. It's Henry McKean from News Talk. I bumped into you, I think it was Camden Street, and I said hello about 5 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
I wasn't working. I just literally bumped into you. Like, said hello.
Yeah. Camden Street's a good place to meet anybody.
For you, being nominated or being involved in a film that's nominated in Retirement Plan, a brilliant watch. My son loved it. What do you love about it, and why do you think the Academy loved it too?
I assume that the reason the Academy liked it was the same reason anybody who has responded to it likes it, which is that it's funny. It is. It's not overly sentimental, but it's got a romance about it, and it's meaningful. I think they're the main things.
Well, that was Domhnall Gleeson. Henry, what other Irish names showed up?
Well, the musical guests are here: Dave Lofts and Dermot Kennedy.
Yes, my name is Dermot Kennedy. How are you?
Dermot, I'm good. How does it feel to be here at the 20th Oscar Wilds and being here performing in Hollywood? And are we about to have an Irish weekend at the Oscars?
You'd like to think so, wouldn't you? I think we're in a good spot for that. Yeah, it's lovely to be here. I've never attended the event, so to be playing is beautiful. Yeah, really proud.
And, you know, for you, what do you think of Hollywood? And why do you think there's such an Irish connection?
I mean, it's focused around the arts, right? And I think we're pretty solid in that sort of domain. So I think it just happens naturally. But what do I think of Hollywood? I have mixed feelings sometimes, yeah. Musically, you know, so many exciting things kind of happen here. But at the same time, it can feel lonely at times. That's why it's nice to be here, because it's such a community.
Yeah, the other reason it's nice to be there is the weather, because it's raining sideways here. What's it like over there, Henry?
It's unbelievably sweltering.
Is it?
Yesterday. And today is going to be the same. And believe it or not, it's only March. It's very, very warm here. I got to chat with Samantha Mumba. She's been living out in LA for the last 2 decades. And I asked her about why she loves LA.
Honestly, it's the weather and the climate. And, you know, for the most part, it really is a lovely lifestyle. That's definitely what brought me here. I think I've been here about 22 years now. So, yeah, it's just home away from home at this point.
22 years. Wow.
I know. It's like, honestly, it's more than half my life now that I've lived here, which is really strange to say.
The Oscars is just hours away at this stage. For you, what does the Oscars mean? And, you know, could it be Jessie Buckley's year?
I hope it is. I mean, listen, I'm just always rooting for anybody Irish. She's such, you know, a young person. I think it's incredible. Who knows? I think even just to be in a category that you're nominated in is such a huge, prestigious honour. So, yeah, fingers crossed.
So there you go. That's Samantha Mumba talking to Henry McKean. And Henry, of course, taking one for the team, getting another one of those deeply difficult jobs, spending his time out in 31 degrees in LA. And of course, Henry McKean is going to be covering the Oscar Wilde Awards and the Oscar pre-party and all of that. And there'll be more Oscar coverage from Henry on the Claire Byrne Show and throughout the weekend. That is nearly it for us today. By the way, if there's anything on the programme that you missed and you want to have a listen back, don't forget that we upload all of our items as podcast. You can go on newstalk.com and hunt them down there. Or, of course, you can use the Go Loud app, where all of the Barrow Media podcasts are uploaded, ours included. But if you're searching on Newstalk, all you do is search for Newstalk Breakfast and all of our items are there. Still getting a lot of reaction to the Children's Hospital. Children's Hospital Harris, as in Simon Harris, signed the contract solely for Fine Gael popularity. Everybody knows it should have been a Greenfield site location. Well, the previous plan was that it was going to be co-located on the Mater site, so I think the Greenfield had long since disappeared as a possibility. Another, given the never-ending saga of the Children's Hospital, I think the state is well entitled to slap a levy to pay for it. Not on us beleaguered little people, but rather on all the other states of the world, as we've shown the world how not to build a new hospital, thus saving them billions. Actually, it could run indefinitely and raise tons of money. And also we were talking earlier on in respect of littering. I walk each morning throughout Mines, Portobello, Hatch Street, and the litter is everywhere. The cause is clear. It's bin bags attacked by seagulls. I saw a council worker picking up litter that came from a bin torn up by birds and foxes. If large bins were on each street for those bin bags, that would solve most of the problem. There must be some pretty muscly seagulls, given what I see in the early mornings in terms of things being strewn around. One of them managed to open a briefcase. If you are around on Monday, we will be with you at 7 o'clock. A big thank you to the team on the show. Our editor, Aisling Moore, program editor, Emer Bradley, producers, Dara Faulkner and Aisling Lynch, researchers, Ellen Kenny and Tessa Njunku, and Anne-Marie Kane was our broadcast assistant, and Cormac McDonough, of course, on the sound desk in control room.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.